live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
Just shooting out from the Lincoln Memorial along the reflecting pool. It's like almost extensions of Joe Biden's arms embracing America. It was a moment where the new president came to town and sort of convened the country in this moment of remembrance, outstretching his arms. And contrast that with that.
I kid you not, that is not an audio version of the Babylon Bee. That is a CNN correspondent. Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times in which the Lord has decided we will live. And we will hear bizarre things like that for the next 4 years. Tomorrow, maybe we'll get to today. I know Alex has done a lot of work today. Tomorrow, I will share with you when an MSNBC commentator compared their Commissar Kamala and Joe Biden's dementia to God Almighty, binding our wounds, healing us, quoting the Psalms. It's part gaslighting as I see it. It's part dunking. It's part making sure that they get extra TV time on their networks. It's part of all those things. It's also part of a lockstep. And CNN actually wrote an article about me. Not about me, but what I said on Rush Limbaugh's program a few weeks ago. That they took umbrage with me saying they collude with the Democrats. In fact, they said Herman went so far as to suggest CNN and others, quote, collude with the Democrat Party. It's not a suggestion. In my mind, it's a statement of fact. They collude with the Democrat Party. They colluded with the pro-lockdown stance. They colluded with the Russia stance. They colluded with the peaceful riot stance. They colluded with the stay lockdown stance. They colluded by pretending it's the pandemic that has led to job losses. They colluded by pretending President Trump could have done something once the virus was here and in New York and came across the pond. They colluded in that regard. There's another act of collusion which has changed me as a human being forever, forever. I can never go back to who I was. I watched people in news media refuse to report on what the left and Planned Parenthood and aspects of Big Pharma are doing to children and families. I watched it happen. I was told flat out these stories are too close to home, too hot to handle. I've been told by people in news, we can't report on the cross-sex hormone stuff with kids. We can't report on the perverse sex ed curricula in the state. We can't report about these medical centers they want to put in schools because this will be seen as homophobic. Now, what cross-sex hormones and perverse sex ed curricula have to do with people who are gay, I don't know. But they've refused to report these things. Utterly refused. To my face. That changed me forever. And it has led to my change in thinking about big media companies. Many of them. Clearly, I work for a media company. Clearly, I'm speaking these words. Clearly, the company for which I work does not believe in changing my opinions. Clearly, I'm lucky to have a transmitter. And I'm lucky to have you. Because you and the transmitter are why we continue to be able to do this. Because the Associated Press wants podcasts censored. Because, you know, right-wing extremists, according to the Associated Pravda, has found a loophole allowing us extremists to share our views. Yeah, I was mocked for telling you about what was coming, and now I'll give you the bill number because it's here.
You're compelled to bring knowledge to young people. Can you imagine a school district who still believes the world is flat? And there are thousands of them, by the way, people.
Definitely some complaints on whether or not we would have to ask permission from parents to teach. It doesn't seem like it makes a lot of sense.
No, please, sir. We're dancers in a competition, and we just found out that we made it to the finals.
If you call the cops, we won't be able to go.
Hey, I'm a dancer, too.
Some folks are deeply, deeply offended by this in our schools, and I respect that tremendously.
It's true. We're dancers. Look.
Yeah, he doesn't. That's the boss of government schools in Washington State. His name is Chris Rakedal. And for 2 years or more, he obsessed with installing in the schools pornographic, perverse sex ed curricula in the form of a brand name, comprehensive sex ed. And he obsessed about that. And he doesn't respect parents who disagree. And he doesn't respect parents who know for a fact that there's biological sex and it can't be changed. He calls them flat earthers. And years ago, when I started to talk about how this was just a wedge issue into the schools and how this was just a way to confuse kids and cause pain and just it's revolutionary. Look, it's confusing people's minds, and it's saying we, the government, can actually change your sex for you, and you don't even need your parents' permission. We, the government, can actually tell you kids in junior high, sure, it's okay to have sex with four or five people at once if that's what's if it feels good to you. Your parents are simply too old and too white and too conservative to understand. That's part and parcel of the 3 R's curricula and the other curricula that's active in comprehensive sex education. Now there's this from Washington State. And I get it. This is Washington State and it's California. These are already in California and they're coming to Oregon. When I started saying they're coming for your kids and I was mocked, I didn't yet have a bill number to point to. I do now. HR 1225. Quote, an act relating to supporting school-based health centers. A state representative named Monica Stonier from Vancouver, Washington, just across the river from Antifa land in Portland. This bill intends to create a school-based health center program office within the Department of Health to award grants and coordinate with other agencies and entities to provide support, training, and technical assistance to school-based health centers. Now, golly, I wonder what will go in those health centers. Probably they'll talk about the importance of vitamin D and exercise. They'll talk about the importance of eating macro balanced meals, right? What are they in California? They're Planned Parenthood. In the state of California, in the schools. The left plays the long game while Republicans wring their hands and clutch their pearls about the next election cycle. Joe Biden, a career public servant. No stranger to the United States Senate. I look forward to working with Joe Biden. I'm going to church with him today. He and I are going to celebrate a late-term abortion. These health centers will be operating in a state that has stripped you of your parental rights. If you live in Washington State and you have kids, if your kids are 13, they can decide to snack on psychotropics through the school. These health centers come in. And understand, I know some people need antidepressants. Understand this. In my judgment, they are way, way overprescribed for children. Way overprescribed. In my judgment, in my experience, they've changed the formulation of these drugs to make them incredibly addictive. More addictive than fentanyl. Into the school hallways they go. And if your parent's saying, oh, well, listen, Herman, I mean, yeah, that's going on, but my seven-year-old boy is, you know, he plays in the dirt and climbs trees and there's no chance he's going to be confused about his gender. Oh, really? when he's got adults there to tell him you can be whatever you want to be. So when the point of rebellion comes, or if your kid encounters some problems, that's, or if his friends are doing it, or if he's pressured the same way they're pressured to join the social justice warrior crowd, the same way they're being pressured in Washington State to admit because they're white, they're oppressors. The same way that they get drawn into the culture, the same way that they start liking the culture and start worshiping the culture, there's not a chance that they can be talked into this, but they're trying to talk kids into this. It's working. And into the hallways of the schools it goes. And I've talked to people who got a bill from their insurance company. Treatment. For this child, and they've called their insurance company. What's this for? I'm sorry, we can't tell you. That's private. What? I have to pay the bill for my 13-year-old kid on something you did to them in secret? Yeah, unless you want to lose your insurance. Trust the authorities. This is the name of the game with the left, the authorities. Because there's the authorities, and then there's extremists. There's the authorities, and they love you, and they care for you, and then there's extremists. We'll talk more about this in about 60 seconds after you check traffic with Right Way Traffic. Will President Trump be the last president who actually believes in the importance of freedom of speech? Because without freedom of speech, or, well, I mean, I could go, I guess, walk outside my house and walk down the hill and go to town and scream on a street corner, and so could you. But without the capacity to share these ideas, I could not warn you about what I just warned you about. That's a legitimate bill in Washington State that's headed for your children and everybody's children. You'll end up paying for these things. They will be in the schools. And you'll end up paying for these devices of kids and this harm of children. Twitter, years ago, made it a violation of policy to correctly identify a male as a male. They can ban you for that. Twitter and YouTube are actively disappearing any debate about the elections. There was never a debate. It never happened. No one ever questioned the elections. Prove they did. It's gone. President Trump released. Just think of this. The President of the United States released a farewell video address. OAN and Newsmax aired it. The networks ignored it. They quoted it. They might have run a clip from it. This happens at the same time as the most audacious and dangerous plans are being formulated. For instance, as Joe Biden and their commissar Kamala are installed into the White House behind a massive militarization, there's apparently a safe space for black people, for Black Lives Matter, a safe space. This is the party saying to them, you are VIPs. This old, demented, senile white man and this woman who until recently said she was an Indian, or an Indian American, is now an African American. They're going to protect you. Militarized all around D.C. They let D.C. burn. Am I the only one who remembers the father of the little boy who was shot and killed in the D.C. during the D.C. riots? Am I the only one who remembers him? Little boy was a football player in junior high. Is it just me? Am I the only one who remembers the Iraqi immigrant whose sole source of income and an $80,000 investment, his limo, was utterly destroyed and burned down during the inaugural riots last or 4 years ago, that the so-called mayor and so-called public officials in D.C. allowed to happen. And now there's a special fenced off sections for people by race. Listen to the authorities. Racism is not racism. That's not racism. That's racism. Listen to the authorities. Everything is capricious. Everything is picking of winners and losers. Everything is confusing. This is what they do to break minds. We will remain grounded in facts. Parents have been given the God-given responsibility and joy of raising children. They are best able to look out for kids, not the so-called authorities. We are a country founded upon being governed at the consent of the governed. There's a rule book called the Constitution. It has not been canceled. We are going to have to get very good, in my judgment, at smart, calm, peaceful resistance, and at the same time, recognizing when the game is lost with people like Mitch McConnell, who is signaling to us, you simply don't matter. And we'll have to pick and choose candidates on our own and fund them directly without regard to party. President Trump, in this address, in an act of, he wasn't being ironic, but how ironic is it that the country that memorialized in the First Amendment our God-given right to address our grievances to the government through free speech, that the president of that country was censored for saying things like this?
At the center of this heritage is also a robust belief in free expression, free speech, and open debate. Only if we forget who we are and how we got here could we ever allow political censorship and blacklisting to take place in America. It's not even thinkable. Shutting down free and open debate violates our core values and most enduring traditions. In America, we don't insist on absolute conformity or enforce rigid orthodoxies and punitive speech codes. We just don't do that. America is not a timid nation of tame souls who need to be sheltered and protected from those with whom we disagree. That's not who we are. It will never be who we are.
Did you just say spokesman instead of spokesperson?
It's who we're being led to become. We won't go there, you and I, but they're not mistakes. See something, say something. Hey, someone's not wearing a mask. You got to call them out. They didn't even need to say that. It's happening. They don't even need to tell the blue check class on Twitter, start demanding other accounts be shut down. They just naturally did it. If you go to the ACLU building in Washington, in D.C., they quote on the front of their building, etched into the concrete facade, the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. If you go into the Associated Press's journalism museum, they quote the First Amendment all over the place. As they recognize lives of journalists who are taken in war, in being embedded with our troops. These are the same organizations that are either ignoring, in the case of the ACLU, although they have said something in their defense, they did actually say something against Twitter. They did. The ACLU actually did. But the Associated Press, who raised huge alarms when President Trump said mean things about the media, is demanding the shutdown of podcasts, with which the Associated Press disagrees. We're going to have our small communities. and we love and know and spend time with through our churches and other groups, we're going to speak freely amongst ourselves. We're going to call things out. Dr. Levin, who's going to be on Biden's COVID team, is a man. He is on that team because he is a man who presents as a woman. He has failed the state of Pennsylvania. We're going to call these truths out, even though it will eventually lead toward disappearing. Thanks for listening to the fun and lighty and light and airy and wacky Todd Herman Show. Just do some wacky stuff. It's a sad day in the United States. It's a sad day that the result of 4 years of election meddling and collusion between CNN, New York Times, Seattle Times, MSNBC, the FBI, DOJ at the senior levels, not at the... I always say that because we have friends of the show who are FBI agents. I always want to separate, and retired FBI agents, I always want to separate the D.C. Clownistas with real cops. It's a horribly sad day. And the display being pushed upon the American people of a militarized Washington, D.C. Just, I know that this is the cliche of all conservative radio cliches. Just imagine if President Trump had done this for himself. Just think of the catastrophe we would have been warned about. And it would have freaked me out. And it's meant, in my judgment, to show absolute force. It's meant to show vividly they are the winners. The party is the winner. I don't see, well, Rand Paul, perhaps some others, are going to decry turning the nation's capital, or the capital of the deep state, it appears, into a lockdown city. Militarized lockdown city. But is anyone else? There's nothing more important in our construction of our republic than ideas. And to watch the attack on ideas is to watch the attack on a methodology forever changing directions when things go.
And this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 The Lincoln-Douglas debates, about which we used to be taught in schools, centered around slavery and whether or not slavery should survive in the United States, whether or not the United States should continue to have that. Those debates, and if you've ever seen them reproduced, it's astonishing what political discourse used to be. There's a temptation of every generation to think we're the smart ones. And if you ever, you know, for instance, read history or read the written letters of our founders, and you see the way they express themselves, and you can go way far back in history and understand that we have been far smarter than we are now. There's been a series of inventions, and at one point it was possible to know all the knowledge in the world. That stopped many, 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 many hundreds of years ago, hundreds and hundreds of years ago. But that's just the amassed learning of the crowd and the documented discoveries, etc. But it doesn't mean that we're a smarter people. In fact, and this is horrifying, There's a great number of people who cannot think below the level of political meme, deeper than. Now just think of this and think of the censorship topic. The Lincoln-Douglas debates were centered around slavery. And as part of those debates, they talked about the way the country was constructed. They talked about federal primacy versus state powers. They talked about powers delegated to the people versus powers given to the state or granted to the state. They talked in circles, not necessarily directly about the nature of humanity. They talked about the nature of God and how God views people. They talked about, you know, the perverse idea that one race has a unique responsibility to help bring up other races, etc. It centered around that idea of slavery. Now, just imagine that today. I mean, okay, so maybe they let Abe Lincoln talk, but they don't let Stephen Douglas, then the debate can't go on. Okay, your side wins. Great. We all agree slavery was a great evil. All of us. Well, I mean, I hope. Well, I mean, that is if Lincoln was still president, you know, still running for president. And that is if that group was in power. And that is if the newspapers agreed with that position. But what if they didn't? Because in the South, they didn't. And what if the South held the power to say, no, we're not going to let this Abe Lincoln, this Yankee, this usurper. Why do you think that they didn't let slaves read? Why do you think Frederick Douglass signed his own death warrant when he learned to read? And by the way, he learned to read the Word of God first. Why do you think that? Because they didn't want the knowledge. They didn't want the enslaved people to be able to gain the knowledge that is potential power. And with each step, the left is killing debate. And they're killing the exchange of ideas. And censorship, there's never enough. Censorship is like meth. There's never enough.
I mean, really, honestly, the leadership at Facebook is pathetic. Sheryl Sandberg, Mark Zuckerberg, you guys are pathetic. You decided to do it now. Huh, I wonder who's going to be president now. Maybe this will make him happy. No, you've just shown him why you need to be shut down.
There's never enough cocaine. There's never enough meth or fentanyl for an addict. And people who get the taste of the blood of power, when it's absolute, it's axiomatic. But then again, we only know that because we've read about it. Now, if you think that this is just about extremists, just listen to this. YouTube is removing footage of Trump talking about the Capitol riot. They're removing footage of him complaining about big tech. Even if it comes from the Associated Press, Sky News, The Sun, or C-SPAN, it's going to be removed unless YouTube determines it contains the proper context. Twitter has disappeared a tweet by Brazil's Ministry of Health. The Ministry of Health said an astonishing thing. If you feel you have symptoms of the COVID, get early care. Don't let it get bad. To combat COVID-19, the guideline is to not wait. The sooner treatment is started, the greater the chances of recovery. So stay tuned. When showing symptoms of COVID-19, look for a health unit and request early treatment. Twitter disappeared that. They didn't say why, but I can tell you why I think. Because it doesn't talk about the magic shot. It's talking about treatment. Well, there is no treatment. Not that you know there's never been any treatment. What? Treatment? What, like with hydroxychloroquine or steroidals? What? Antivirals? What? Those things don't exist. I've never read about them. Trust the authorities. Outsource your thinking. Trust the authorities. But if masks work, why is there a huge transmission rate of the COVID flu on airplanes where everybody has to wear masks? Oh, you didn't know that? Yeah, the United States doesn't release those numbers, but Canada does. And shocker of all shockers, high transmission rates when you're stuck in a metal tube, even with your woke masks. Oh, but the airlines are still operating. They barely ever stopped. But local businesses are snuffed out. 40% of them are gone forever. Accidents? Uh-uh. Incompetence? No. Because the results always go in the same direction. Picking the right winners and losers, empowering the right people, peaceful rioters versus non-peaceful rioters, small business versus big business, churches versus alcohol and pot stores. Everything they do about the COVID makes it appear worse, and they're trying to disappear treatment options. We will ground ourselves in facts every single day. We will build small communities that we see every day. If you're a person of faith, deepen it. Be in your churches, be in your synagogues, in your temples. Be with each other. Speak the truth. Never stop. In fact, get louder about it. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show. So crazy. You know, when you grow up with music like this, I recognize it from the drum beat on. It's just a drum beat. It's not even a unique drum beat. Just recognize it. Welcome back to the Todd Herman Show. We do a little thing here that back in the day, we used to do a video version of this, and we did it as a dance number. So it was it's kind of like sometimes they'd wrap up the Carol Burnett show with sort of a dance number where Tim Conway and Carol Burnett would dance. And since we're doing it remotely, we don't do the dance portion of it anymore. But man, those were fun times when we do a waltz version of Just a Few More Things. And then we did sort of a hip hop version. That was tough for me because I had to learn that worm.
Just a few more things.
I can do it, but I don't know how good I am at it. Just a Few More Things is a quick arrangement of news like items laid out into a logical and sequentially ordered list, thereby reducing the chaos in a chaotic world. Or as Willy Wonka would say, so shines an act of kindness into a weary world. Let's get started with the kindness, because there's a lot.
Thing one.
Kristen Gillibrand started her career under Bill Clinton. Later said that he should divorce himself from the Democrat Party because what he did to women. Convenience. Kristen Gillibrand with some thoughts on Joe Biden's dementia.
And he understands that this country needs to heal, that we have to bring people together, that we have to get things done. And I don't think there's a human being alive in America today that could do a better job than Chuck Schumer in this moment.
What?
To bring this country back together again.
What? What? She's not even going to say Joe Biden? Chuck Schumer? Chuck Schumer can bring us together. Love, love can bring us together. Chuck Schumer. Did you just have all the oxygen sucked out of your lungs? Next up, in just a few more things. Yeah, Chuck Schumer, he'll do a lot to bring the country together, won't you, Chuck?
Well, it's a tremendous responsibility. And there's so many things we have to do to make this country better. We have to recover from all of the detritus that the Trump administration has left.
I already feel closer to the man. Next up in just a few more things.
Thing three.
Alex will impersonate Jimmy Carville.
Do I?
My friend, my flawless producer, there's no Jimmy Carville audio.
We're going to have to do something about that, Todd. I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, now let me describe Jimmy Carville because you might not know him because you're 21. He is a sleazy, snaky guy who has been a career corruptocrat, putting corruptocrats in office. He's as sleazy as you can imagine. They call him Jimmy the Snake, and he has a deep Southern accent and a tinny voice. Let's hear it. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Holy mackerel, Todd. I don't know. What's going on here? Here we go. Pay no attention.
No, you were supposed to do it.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing, Todd. I have the audio right here. You're gonna make me freak out.
Go ahead.
Over the air. Here we go.
All right.
Donald Trump, in my opinion, is a career criminal. And what he does is commit crimes. And I'm sure, and anybody that pardons him or thinks of pardoning him, Nixon's a different situation. He did some bad things. I do not believe.
Thank you, Alex. Yeah, and Jimmy Carville was a big fan of Barack Obama. Do we have? Hold on. I was going to see if we could go through Obama's crimes while in office. No, sorry. 7:53. We only have an hour and 7 minutes left in the show. Next up, in just a few more
Thing
things.
Four.
Amy Klobuchar. She's bringing the country together with beautiful words.
Donald Trump, in my opinion, is a
what?
Criminal.
What? That's not Amy Klobuchar, Alex, my flawless producer. That's Jimmy Carville. All right. That's okay. You know what? Don't bag on Alex. This guy gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning every day and does a flawless
job.
This
is an attack on every American. People who are struggling to get by right now, out of work, whose unemployment is going to basically end the day after Christmas.
Stop. This is not the right cut. It's okay. Alex, it's okay. It's just the number two rated talk show in all of Western Washington. But that's okay. We'll just keep going.
Thing five.
I hope this is Bill Maher. Yeah, it is. Bill Maher, from time to time, a leftist though he is, sometimes gets it right. And I hope there's no cursing in this, because he loves to throw out the F-bomb, because, man, that's funny.
Let's not confuse 5,000 people with 74 million. Excuse me. Yes, even supporting the insurrection in spirit is, well, deplorable. But there's a difference between holding illiberal beliefs and acting violently on them.
Every so often, Bill Maher slips and falls into a decent observation. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show, AM 770 KTTH.